One says you need people, but we would only go to Hanukkah and enter the Sigma Athletic Assay where they need a Kriya Nath and how many Asia trains and
Yeah.
So one thing years ago, the world used to have a really union for my life. He used to come right after Shia and then he used to bench lift right where he had to go, say Shia, whatever. So he bench Hanukkah left in his dormitory and whenever he forgot to bring them an area, which would be pretty often, he would just put the candles on the window sill. He would melt the bottom of the candle. So one of the boys said to Rav Salvation, Rav Shester said it was a shame for you. Apparently he told him, go tell Rav Shester that he saved you. So four walked into my place, and I don't know who he was. This student from Yeshiva, he said, Rav Salvation, he said, I should tell you that you're crazy. But that's why I have a big luck like it for that man. Do you need that story? You left off in the Gemara Bracha and it's 2 weeks ago about cough hours on the day. And the fourth line from the top. Amar Akun Hanichnas Lebeis HaKnesses, the person comes in a little late to the meeting. And what the Tzibashem is following, they already started, let's say, Yisra, they already started Shmona Esrei. And Yochel Ahaskel V'Ligmar, if he can start the Shtibla Shmona Esrei and to finish the whole Shmona Esrei, Ad Shelo Yagi HaShliach Tzibu L'Moidim, if he can finish the Tzibu B'Lachas, by the time the Chazam will get to Moidim in the Chazalot HaShat, he's Talo. He's permitted to daven, b'lach Hashem Rav, and if not, how are you following it's not right that he should daven now? He should wait till after, he shouldn't daven till the b'lach Hashem, he should wait till after the Chazim finishes the Hokal Torah Shashat till after Moedim, Hokal Torah Shashat till after Moedim, Hokal Torah Shashat till after Moedim, and then he should daven till the b'lach Hashem. What's the significance of being able, being free when the Chazim says Moedim? And that's what we started learning the Tetris 2 weeks ago. It's not the Moedim de Rabbanim. There is some place that says, no Malka for Moedim de Rabbanim. That's what it sounds like when it says. This is right to Russian. Moedim de Rabbanim, Lama Tino Lehika de Gemara. What do you mean, Lama Tino Lehika de Gemara? I'll show you. It's a declaration of Gemara in Saito, the Gemara in Eilat and Amorim. Quotes to each one of the Amorim said a different Nusach. And the Chazm said, Moedim in Chazar Tashat. And how many it is that we say all of them squares together? And that's why we call it Moedim de Rabbanim. It's the Moedim of all of the Amorim put together. Everybody's mitzvah together is a moedim called moedim rabban. So what does that mean? There's no mocker? No, it means lamatino laika b'gemore. You see, there was a minig there that the Roman had. It's not meikar adin. Not that there's no mocker in Shas. There is a mocker, but you see that it's not so important that you see. That's it from davening. I want to daven now to chaparayim chacha, tzvila b'tzibu, to say tzvila b'lachash. Everybody's in the middle of the Shtilas Manes, at the end of the Shtilas Manes. So the ikar tzvila b'tzibu is that everybody, all 10 people start together. If you came in late, then you're going to start with everybody when you have 9 people finishing. So it's also Ashtikot Tzvila B'Lachash. It's not a full Kima Mitzvah, but it's a Mitzvah. So you tell me I'm not allowed to start on Tzvila B'Lachash, and I should lose the whole Tzvila B'Tzibur, just in order that I should participate in Moedim D'Rabbanan. They're only standing in Moedim D'Rabbanan, only a minute, and Tzvila B'Tzibur is a real deal.
No,
no. The thing just spells out what Rashi says. Rashi stated it and Tosfos explains it. Rashi says that and not that. Not the same one in the Rabbanan, it's the bowing down together with the Chazim. The Chazim says Moedim. And the Tzibur is not going to bow down. It looks as if they don't believe. It looks as if they're Tosher and the Doyle Yoimam to whom the Chazim is davening. So that's not wrong. So what says that Rashi says, so what's wrong? Let me daven Tzibur B'Lachash at my own slow pace. And I'll pay attention with the rest of the Chazim. By the time the Chazim gets to Moedim, I'll bow down. If the insistence is on deciding Moedim the Rabbanon, so you can't say Moedim the Rabbanon in the middle of the Tzibur Shmona Esrei. But if the insistence only is on bowing down, so what's the Chazim? The Chazim says, The bed will get to it. You can't do the bed will get to it. The place says, Rabbi Natan, about the seventh line of the text. Rabbi Natan, seventh line from the top of the text. Rabbi Natan, his practice was, Kishoyim followed the Yochid, when he was davening two of the Lachash, he was late for the meaning of his davening slowly, whatever the story is, he was davening slowly, and the Chavim was up to
Rabbi Natan to finish
him. I want to say, Mr. Al of the Yachid, Shachazim, my dear Levadim, how you career, Jim Hakohol, Beloy Amir, a club. He would be in the middle of the Spanish Manasseh, the Chazim got to learn, so he would bow down together with everybody else, and of course he couldn't say Marim the Rabban, because he's in the middle of Davin. So the Shaila is, so he gives you the rule. But so then he says, but I, the Gemara says, I'm not allowed to add on Kriyas, in the middle of the Manasseh, only...
When you are good.
The Kedusha will get to.
You don't have to dance.
The Kedusha will get to. I mean, the Gemara is going to talk about the Kedusha. So the Pesach says, I think the Gemara says, you're not permitted to add on Kriyas in the middle of the Shtivish Man Esrei, only at the beginning of the end of Magen Adram, the very first Baruch HaTorah, Baruch HaTorah Magen Adram, and Moedim, the beginning of Moedim, the end of Moedim. You're not allowed to add anything else. So you say, no, that's only the Tchilus HaBrocha or the Seif HaBrocha, of any given Brocha. But in the middle of any given bracha, you are permitted to be koreah. There's no, you're not permitted to, but if everybody's buying out the maiden, they're abundant, they can also bow down in the middle.
Look, nobody knows where
you're up to. That's right.
You're
going to
bow down in the middle of the
street.
That's right. You're going to
look, you're going to
bow down
8, 10 times. Okay, so it's okay. In the Shulchan Aruch, they recommend that one who is davening with the lakash at the time the chazan is davening, the kolom should try to synchronize his davening with the chazan, so he should be bowing down the same time the chazan bows down, so it shouldn't look so big. Because otherwise, everything's going to be off kilter. He's bowing at this time, the chazan bowing this time, it should look funny. But that's where it turned out. So it turned out like that. Did you tell him? That's where it turned out. This is going to the Shulchan Aruch. The Tesis says, if so, then in the middle of the Shtivish Manasseh, you are permitted to bow down, even though you're not permitted to answer, but in the Rabbanan, you are permitted to bow down. And now there's a whole fader that everybody has to bow down when the Chazan gets to Manasseh. But I'll tell you, fellow, let me start my Shtivish Manasseh, and I'll bow down when the Chazan gets to Manasseh. I'll pay attention when they hear from here. The Tesis says, no, we don't recommend that. Because he's going to pay attention to the Chazan, to the atheist. How is he going to be concentrating on the davening? And then if he's going to concentrate a little too much on the davening, he's going to miss the Manasseh Rabbanan. So take that mission, he's not going to be Mechavan on his davening, or he's going to miss the Moedim Rabbanan. But that's why the Gemara doesn't recommend that. That's what Tosfos says. And the top of the Tosfos says, finally, the reason why you're not supposed to start your Shtivish Man Esrei, if you don't think that you'll finish before the Chazan gets to Moedim, see, Shetzorach Loshuach Im HaTzibi, you have to bow down together with Tzibi, Shalai, right, because the Mishra Tzibi was that from Loss. Shouldn't look as if everybody bows down to this God, and he believes in a different religion, and he doesn't bow down. He comes to Shul, he's bowed down, except him. What if he's davening together with the Chazan? Word for word, meter to meter, he'll bow down at the same time the Chazan says, what? Well, fine, then there's no problem. What the Nami Yagila might in Kishra? Yagila might in Shaka Tommy, that's no problem. He's bowing down at the same time as everybody else. Alright, so why did the Gemara say so? Let's say the Chazan is after Kedusha. Chazan finished Kedusha. The Chazan davened slowly, and I davened very quickly. So I'm going to start Kilo, the Lachash, after Kiddushin, and I know further. I know I can finish before Mordechai.
Till then.
If I know that I can finish the Hoshman Esrei before the Chazan gets to Mordechai, that's the Gemara says you can do that. What if I know that I can daven so quickly that I'll get to Mordechai at the same time the Chazan gets to Mordechai? Let the Gemara say that. Why does the Gemara say that that's okay? The question is, it's okay, but the Gemara didn't mention that. The Gemara speak like he had daven. The Gemara didn't mention that. So that's a little complicated.
Right,
yes, there's a lot of timing involved. So the Gemara didn't mention that. But Anachanan is strictly speaking with you. And then they say, in the insistence of not so much because of the saying of Edom Rabban, rather because of the Zanga. But that's the first mandam of the Gemara. That's, I think, the last time that's as far as we were. Yeah, that's what Tosfos is going to talk to the Yerushalmi. The Bagdi doesn't have that, but we pass like the Yerushalmi also. You have to answer Shemesh Tzivan, you have to answer Yeser HaKeva Kodesh. Right. Unless I'll be up to Shemei Atzilo. If I'll say Shemei Atzilo together with the Chazan, then it's okay. Then it'll be okay. That's the machleket achim. If I'll stay along with the chazan word for word, and I'll get the shemet kilu, the same time as the chazan that says the tereh that that's okay. Why is that okay? But some achim say it's okay because shemet kain. Let's say someone mentioned before. Let's say I'm in the middle of the shemesh man essay, and the chazan is saying kedusha. So what do you do? The first is called the machleket go read in pasuk. So we pass in the mini gives, and we pass like Rashi the same as all others today. That you listen to the chazan and you hear to the shemet kain. The Chazan says out loud, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He doesn't say out loud, he can't do it. He just says, Lulu Masam Baruch Yameinu, so then there's nothing to be heard to. But if the Chazan says, it's Sukkim, and it's Lush out loud, then we talk to like Rashi that you can be heard to the Shemei Kain. So some Achreinim say that if you'll say, Lulu, the Lulu, with the Chazan, you'll get up to Shemei Tzilu, the same time as the Chazan. And everybody's going to scream out, Omein, to the Chazan, to the Shemei Tzilu, and you'll be the Chazan to their Omein, to be heard to the Omein with Shemei Kain. So consider Kilo you also said. Now the Achreinim say, no, you don't, I don't have to listen to them say Amen. I said the bracha with the Chazan. So the whole idea of saying Amen is that I should participate with the Shemet Tzilu. If I say Shemet Tzilu with the Chazan, the Vat Achaz, then we'll have participating while we're there. That's the best thing. So then I don't have to listen while everybody's saying Amen. I can start at any mistake. I can start to say while they're saying Amen. Why do I have to listen to them? That's not like a suffering.
In every bracha, if you finish any bracha together with a chazan, you don't say your name.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There you are.
Yeah. Except in the bench, and Gemara says there's one exception to it. So again, to the first one, Dominic Gemara says that that there's an insistence that everybody should bow down at the same time when a chazan says, Maidim in the chazan Hashem. The next mandama adds on a little more. He doesn't disagree. He adds on. Shemalevi Omar, Yochel Haskel Leitman Shleagisha to Kedusha Yispalel Imlav Al Yispalel. Not only is it important that the person should chapar and dine down, right then together with the tzibur should be here at the kaiser. He has to enter Kedusha also. He's got to miss Kedusha tzibur. Don't think wrong. What about the first mandama? Doesn't believe in missing Kedusha. He's only worried about dine down. He's not worried about entering Kedusha. He wants to know Yochel also like that. My comment to you. It's a machlokes. You know that the din is that in order to say that there should be kedusha, you have to have a minyan. That's a mishnah regular. And if you don't have a minyan, you just can't say kadosh kedusha baruch hu and so on. So you can't say kedusha without a minyan. Shabbos, what do you mean that you need a minyan? You need a minyan participating in the saying of the kedusha. Be this as long as there's a minyan in the shul, in the room, and I'm davening. Let's say someone is davening minchas yichidus in the room, and there's 10 Jews there. So you have the minion there, and he's davening Shkilish Manasseh. He can say the whole Kedusha if you think it's without having the participation of all of the other 9 people there. That's the Machlokes HaMaharon. What did that Mishnah Megillah mean? Don't be more than Michael Mishligi. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes? Mar Shogar. They both agree that you have to participate in Maidim. The only Machlokes that is that you have to participate in Kedusha. The Takavari, you have to participate in Yom Kedus. No. Mar Shogar Yochad on the Kedusha. The first Mandama holds is no problem. I'll say my tefillah b'lachash, I'll say my own kedusha. I don't have to have the other 9 people saying along with me. As long as there's a minyan in the shul, I can say the kedusha. My sovereign, we pass my tefillah on Dhamma, say that it's not so. And I therefore have the kedusha. It's not enough that you have a minyan in the shul. You have to have the minyan participating in the reciting of the kedusha at that time.
Now we're talking about 10 people.
No, you talk about 1,000 people.
Maybe
others
cares about it.
No, I'm worried about myself. I have to say, I'm not supposed to say tefillah. Here, the issue is like this. If I'll daven tefillah b'lachash now, or chaparayim tefillah b'tzibur. Because there's 10 other people, 9 other people davening now. And the chazan has been chazaret hashat, he's got to do tefillah b'tzibur. But I'll miss kedusha. I'll miss kedusha, I'll miss bowing down by Moses. So the Gemara says that it's preferable to get Kedusha rather than to get Tzimah Bishpizim. If it's a toss up, you need to get one or the other, so we prefer to get Kedusha, we prefer to get on Kriya, Bishpachoy, Bishat Moed, and Rabbanon, rather than to Chaparayim, the Tzimah Bishpizim. That's more important. The Gemara is saying a hierarchy of what's the difference of it? Why is the Amman? Because it looks near to Kaisa. Yeah, that's how Rashi and Kaisa is. Because it looks like near to Kaisa. So that's how we pass in the Yachad Ein on the Kedusha. The Chein Amar Avad Abba Ravro Minayish and Ayachad on the Kedusha. How do you know that a Dovah Shibi Kedusha needs a Nimi Shemema Min Ingdash to the Sal Bnei Yisrael? Because Dovah Shibi Kedusha Lai Eish Bakas Mi Asor. That's the marker for the Mishnah Megillah. It says that for Baruch Hu Kaddish Kedusha you have to have a Nimi. So the marker is for this passage. It says in the Chumash, the Nikdash to the Sofana Yisrael. So that, that pasuk has a connotation, has a mashmur, it says, the Dome Shibbutu Shemitah Sor. Think about my mashmur. How do you see any connotation? How do you see anything about a meaning? Don't think more, we have a price. It's talking about Noyach, who is a Tchiyat Arab. One of them, Arayim presented a price that says like this, Ask yourself, stop, you have to go show, see if I'll call the Nikdash to the Sofana Yisrael. But the Dome Shibbutu Shemitah says the word Tocha. See if awesome. And another pasuk says, Ibad l'mitaych ha'edo ha'roa ha'zo. So just like Nava, Halan, Asura, just like here by the Miraglin, there were 12 Miraglin, but two of them were not Eidah Hara. Two of them were okay. So the ones that were no good were the 10 Miraglin, Nava, Halan, Asura, Afkan, Asura. So you see that the word Toh has a connotation of Asura. So that's how you know that the Dovah Shabbat Dushan needs to mean. So you learn on this Pasuk, everybody's asking for this Pasuk. This Pasuk and this Mokar is a Mokar from the Mishnah Megillah. No one's disagreeing with the Mishnah Megillah, but they argue what's the pshat in the Mishnah. Does it mean that you need the participation of the whole minion together? Or as long as you have a minion, so I can recite the Yechid, it's my Dovah Shibidush. So how does the Gemara know that Ravada Barahava says the same as the Sefer Mandoma? The Chayinoma Ravada Barahava Minan Shenerech, how do you see? The Pasuk that he quotes is Muskum Ocholadeh. He's in the Lashon that he says, Minan Shenerech, Yechad Ani Kedusha. Not for the Pasuk, for the Pasuk that's the background for the Mishnah Megillah, that's called Gimel. Everybody subscribes to that Pasuk and to that being the Mishnah. But Rabbi, word of it, Minayin She'ena Yachad HaMikdush, it sounds like even though you have a minion in the shul, but you're davening the Yechidus, you're davening the Lachash in this minion, and the other nine people are not going to participate in your reciting the Mikdush. You're not allowed to say Kedush. So the Lashon the way Rabbi, word of it, sounds like he holds like the second one normal of Shul and Levi. But you have to have the minion participating. Same by Kaddish also. You can't say Kaddish unless you have nine people in me. You're not permitted unless you have a lot of people in the shul. Everybody's saying Kaddish. But the Magen Avraham says that's a statement of stuff. I say it's no good. You have to make sure that there are nine people answering everyone who says Kaddish.
Very good. You have to have a minion.
Let's say you have exactly, let's say you have two people who want to say Kaddish. So the thing of God, and it sounds like he says that you have to have 20 people. You have to have 20 people so that each one has a minion for himself, and even if the same unison. And let's say you have exactly 10 people, and two people are saying Kaddish, and the same mamish word for word. So the eight people who are entering are saying everything to Vasaka. The thing of God has a mashmor, he doesn't talk the same as about this, but it sounds like he says that you're not allowed to do that, that you have to have Dafke. Nine people. Where the Gemara says there that the Chazan and the Tzibur, let's say the Chazan says the Chazarat HaShash, and the Tzibur have to be in the same room. Just like you can't be in the Tzarat HaMinyan, five people in one room, five people in another room, they have to be all in the same room. It's like HaShash and Beit HaOzo. A lot of times you go in Beit HaOzo, so the rooms are not big enough. So a lot of times you have nine people in one room and nine people in another room. So many folks know that even if Roy Nailo is Elo, it's no good. That's the din. Roy Nailo is Elo is the din by Ben Shem. That the Mishkar is the best resume. Yeah, there's a Mishnah later, but it's a Machor. It's a Shailon Shulchan Aruch, yes. But if it's a Shailon Shulchan Aruch, the Machabah quotes a Sophic in the Chivas HaRashboa, whether the Mishkar is, it's Roy Meilu Seilu, or the Mishkar is for a minion to Davini. Maybe for Davini, I think we got the same thing. That's the Pashtus Mishnah in America.
You mean you're safe? They're upstairs or
something? No, if you have 10 people in one room, and you have a Tzibur, then many folks know that even those who are outside in the street are also considered as a tool of the street. Even though they're in a different room. It's also considered. But the concept of the begin, the Tzibur, is in the Tzara Dominion, they all have to be in the same room. But that's what the Gemara says in Terekah Gav. You have to have all the 10 people have to be in the same room. Anyone has a shot. What if Taka has 10 people in the same room? We're davening in this room. The Chazan is davening in the Chazarat HaShat, and the Omer is over there in a different room. But say it's a different room, but you would need a mezuzah. Say you have a doorway, and you have a
mashkot.
Sometimes you have a big living room or something. You just have a slight separation between the archway that really constitutes a separate room. Sometimes it is a separate room, sometimes not a separate room. There's dinam of your locker. One is considered one room, one is considered two rooms. And look at mezuzah, they spell it out. One is one room. So let's say if you have up between two rooms, you know, you have a minion here, you have 100 people in this room, but the chazan is in the other room. So the Gemara says also no good. Even though if the chazan is the tzibur, is out in here, the people in the other room are also called tzibur, the tzibur, many times more, also called tzibur, the tzibur, because the tzibur is in the tzibur. Yachad, the Gemara says there's an additional thing. The chazan, who's done with Hazarat HaShash, has to be one of the people of the minion. He has to be one of the people who can start to make up the minion. So if he's in a different room, it's a fake sense. Let's say you have 10 people in one room, 5 people in the other room, and the chazan is with the 5, the same thing with the 10, he cannot say the Hazarat HaShad. You see, from that Gemara, I say that for Hazarat HaShad, the chazan has to be a shliach tzibur, hey, so shliach tzibur means he has to be one of the people who's making up the minyan, who's constituting minyan. So the shayla is, what is that for Kaddish? Is that so for every Rosh Hashanah? What about the Kaddish? So the Chazan said they have a tshuva where he talks about the Apikursim, the Reformed Jews, that didn't believe in anything, and they didn't keep any mitzvahs, and they would just come to shul to say Kaddish. So people used to say, well, it's a good thing at least they say Kaddish, at least they come to shul, I think they say Kaddish, so first we keep on the Yishtas. So he writes to the tshuva, no, it's a mistake. Just like you're not permitted to say Rachel Vatolet, and because you're not permitted to say a Kaddish Vatolet, let's say a person gets up on Sunday, he starts saying the whole thing, it stings the negative Kaddish. It's like an ego has no minion, so you're not permitted to say a bracha, you're not permitted to say a Jewish should be Jewish without a minion. So it's a prohibition, it's a violation. It's just like saying a bracha vatol, and Razabchin is saying a kaddish vatol. So the Chassam Sefer says, what happens if you say there's a man who's an apikoros, an apikoros, he's a cop, and he's not inspired to a minion, he gets up in shul, 100 people, and he says kaddish. He says, fine, and damn, it's wonderful that you have a minion, but I'm not mature for the minion. This fellow saying God is not mature. It is just like the Gemara says, he cannot serve as the Shreach Tzibur for the Hazarat HaShad, because he's not the star of the minion. So too, he cannot be the Shreach Tzibur to say the Kaddish. The one who says the Kaddish has to have the status like the Shreach Tzibur. That's how the Chassam Sefer says. And all the folks can disagree, because in the Sifrei Tshuva and Yerideya, he quotes the Mechavis Yoyer at Shuva about a woman saying Kaddish. But then the man dies and he leaves no sons. He only has their daughters, so can the daughters say Kaddish? So the Chavis tells us, Mikir Adin, she can say Kaddish if you have a minion of 10 men. Somebody wrote, there was once at a funeral and they didn't have 10 men there, so there's a big Talmud Chacham there, so he said, oh, there were 10 women, so let's see what if they say Kaddish to 10 men. It's not a joke. The Halacha says that you have to have 10 men to say Kaddish. Even if a woman says Kaddish, she says the Kaddish with 10 men, not with 10 women. 10 women don't make a minion. So the Chavis Yoyer writes that Nikir is in the Chachur, of course, in the end of your day, it's 2:9. That's the Shimon about saying Kaddish. He says, Nikir, if a woman wants to say Kaddish with a minion, she can say, but it's against the minion. He writes, he claims that the minion is that only men say Kaddish.
No.
The person who says Kaddish when you're not allowed to, you're not permitted to say Yom. Just like the Zinit says, Rachel Vatol, Zinit says, Homing Vatol. But the question is, are they permitted to say Kaddish?
Okay,
are they permitted to say Kaddish?
No,
good in Minyan. So the Kaddish, Yom, then Yigar, she's permitted to say Kaddish, and that is against the Minyan. In some places, the Minyan gives it to them to say Kaddish. And even if the minute is that you don't take out it, but just because you violate the minute doesn't make it that it's a Easter, doesn't make it that it's a Kaddish in our father, it's not in our father. So again, according to the Kaddish here, he would be permitted to say Yom. But according to the Chassam Sefer, he says not so. In fact, why can't a woman be a Chazan to? Well, according to the Chassam Sefer, the Gemara says Kaddish has to have the status of a Shliach Tzibur, it has to be mitzaris to the Tzibur. The women are not even mitzaris as the Smith Master. He is just to be counted as one of them. Then I'm
and somebody asked me once if a woman is she's got married and she's there and she comes and done she's cut in the owner from
Stockler. Okay.
Husband's not there and she's there.
A kava. A cotton kava cotton. I'm a kava over cotton.
The question I had is, a certain room, there has to be one room that has some room. That's why we have a son in the cook. Very cold and only just to do it. Like, two in the 80s, and go out in the cold. And the rest are in the hall.
I don't know. The problem, I don't know. The proper thing is that you should talk to other million people and not lose the person.
The outside, the outside. Yes.
Yeah, the Gemara in Saito, when they quote the Nusach of Baruch Rabban Hassan of Yamaran said, it's quoted in that context. The Gemara raises the question, is it humanly possible to pay attention to what someone else is saying while you're talking at the same time and you don't pay attention to what you're saying? It's not that yet, but Araya, Mabud Rabbanan, we say Mabud Rabbanan at the same time that the Chazan is saying the Mabud. So we pay attention to the Chazan and we say the Mabud Rabbanan at the same time. They must have said Duchani also. There's Mana Gemara in many communities. That a practice that the Tzibur would recite Sukkim at the same time that the Kohanim would be saying the Mabud Rabbanan. And then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you shouldn't do that by the student. But the Gemara first starts off by making this comparison. So we assume that it is humanly possible to concentrate on what the Quran and what the Chazan is saying and say something yourself at the same time.
What's the Gemara saying
with regards to the
Tzibur? Some people,
six of them,
may not have
gotten
to
do that.
That's not
the Tzibur. Tzibur, yeah, that's the Machlokes HaChayim. If you only have six people davening, Tzibur Balachas together, would that be called Tzibur the Tzibur? If you have six people davening, and four already davened by the first minion, but they stayed over, then you can certainly make a Chazeres HaShas, as we know. But the question is it does it count to the Tzibur the Tzibur if you only have six people davening, or do you have to insist on being Mahadir to have all ten davening? So that's the filter. They quote in the Chiddush of Abchayim and Tzibur HaShmur, they quote in Abchayim and that it's not called Tzibur the Tzibur. That's enables you to do Chazeres HaShas. But the word you're saying is Tzibur the Tzibur. Tzibur the Tzibur, you have to have ten people davening. Now, Moshe Feinstein has a filter back and forth about this, and it's true just whether it is. Others discuss. So, Shadow, whether it's considered true or true. The Ramban brings this Eichacher, that Kotten, and Ramban later on Drachis, I think, on Membrova, so brings the Eichacher, that Kotten is Mitzvah to Aminia, and it is enough like it's a Rishonim, that he's going to Mitzvah to Kotten to Aminia, because the Mishnah says that a Kotten gets an Aliyah, in order to get an Aliyah, you have to say Bricha Tateva, and you have to say Gosdora, and the Chazan has to be part of the Minyan. Yes, they see that the Chazan is the star of the Minyan. Otherwise, how can he be the Chazan? The Nebraka. Okay.
By time, you should see that you have to have this. They're annoying that even now 10 people are fasting, going 6 are fasting. You have to eat the food.
Yes. Tzedek HaYodim says like that, and the time in order to learn, it's sufficient that you have six Nisanim. That's how the HaYodim and the way the Postman quotes it. So Tzedek HaYodim kind of says that. Now Tzedek HaYodim is different, that's a different thing. He holds that Nikar HaDim, you don't need a right to see the room of the Kulay. But you can't get an Aliyah, you're not a Nisanim. That's a difference. You need three people who are fasting, that's all. And others disagree, they say, no, you need a Tzibu who's Mishana, but you say Ruba Kukula. You have six people who pass, you say Ruba Kukula. So eventually, out of time, he said he doesn't understand how can you say Ruba Kukula. If you have 10 people who fasted and four already heard Kriya Pasarit and Mincha on the time of Tzibu, and six didn't, and then they want to have another laning for the six. But then he understands that you can say like the Chayodim, the Ruba Kukula. Ruba Kukula hates like this, that the Raib of the Minyan have a Chiyu, because they didn't hear laning yet. And you don't have a chiyur, but if you're laying, if and when you're laying, the laying will be mitzvahs. The whole pen, the laying will have a shayach to all pen, because all pen is it. And the laying on a tiny tzibur is the kiyum of the tzadik, because the laying about divrei tachach and divrei nusach. Masha'eni kain, laying about shurim. Masha'eni kain, if you have six people there, the four people did eight. The Chayyarim had two cases, six people. So not only they're not mechuyev, in Baikal, it doesn't have a shayach to them. Because they're not being Nisaneh, so the whole kingdom of Kriya Zafere won't be Nisar to them. So what you have to say, Ruba Kukula, you're saying Ruba Kukula means, if the Roy have a Chiyu, and the Miyu don't have a Chiyu, but there will be a Kiyu. What they're doing will be late for them. But if the four already heard Laining, so he'll Laining again, will be late for them. Laichah will be late. But if the four ate, so they have no Kiyu in the Tana at all, so the Laining doesn't even, it's not even Nisar to them. How can they be Nisar to be the Miyu? That was his fight against the Chayyar. They may go out a bit like the Hayar, that's how Mishnah Gur goes. If you have six people who are fasting, you can lay in Baikha. He had a time that it shouldn't be so.
If they go to the lining before the Gur Tzibur,
Not the line before they're not familiar, but at least it's a shakal again, a lot of shakas with them. But if they ate, the monister is no, if they ate, because monister isn't even a kiyum.
What
about the
whole kiyum?
Yeah, it can always benefit from a tefah, but it won't be called a kiyum akadah, as far as they can say. The whole idea of laying by chal is that this is one of the kiyumim of a dynasty kiyum, but as far as they're concerned. And Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is a shayla, right. The laying of Yom Kippur is a mincha that Rabbi Kivega has a shayla. That the person, all sick person has to eat on Yom Kippur. The doctors always have to eat. But he observes all the other things. He takes off his shoes and he doesn't do tichon and everything else. But is he permitted to get an aliyah to mincha? The shachris is something he may. Because the laying by shachris has to do with the kedusha chayyam of Yom Kippur. He's observing the kedusha chayyam to the best of his ability. But every time observing is the etta, he's making it with the isra. But the shachris is the laying to mincha. Why did he laying to mincha on Yom Kippur? Is the laying to Torah like Shabbat he laying to mincha? Yom Kippur he don't laying to mincha. Tainas Tiba he laying to mincha. So the laying on Yom Kippur, the Torah the Tainas Tiba. So whoever is not Misana shouldn't be getting an aliyah, even though he's the Hesed that he's not Misana. Or do you say no? Should you say that the relating to Mincha Yom Kippur is like Shabbat? It's because of the Kedusha Hayam. So this person did observe the Kedusha Hayam. So the Kedusha has the Tilpul of Dasha. So the talks about the Kedusha and the Machesh, so he points out that it really should depend on the Machlokes of Rishonim, which is the Machlokes of Mechaber and Amo. Mechaber writes that the Minig Sparb is, not an issue of Minig, but Machlokes and Din. The Sparb, when they relating to Mincha and Yom Kippur, what brachas do they take after the Haftarah? So the minig of the Ramah, the minig Ashkenaz, the sheet of the Pachat Nashkan, the end of Mogin Dovid. And the minig Stara, the Mechalotas, like the other day in the Mordechai, the Dichei Al-Kareb Al-Avayd of Al-Yamashikurim Hazen, which ended up his cell, the Yamashikurim. So the Mechabah of it, the Nisach HaBrach, the Mechalotas, the Yamashikurim, obviously the Brach is the Torah Seclusion Salyam. So even if the person is not Mishpana, but as long as he observes everything else, he should be able to get an Aliyah. Hashem can according to the Ramah, that the end of Mogin Dovid, that means that it's only the Torah's time of Sibur, it's not the Torah's solution for Yom HaYamshim. That's how the Potskim said, that's how the Machesh is, the Kivenga, that's what he said. So they could just add on that there are different in Hogan when you're laying on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, usually you're laying with a separate, a different Nigin. So that's the Shaila Mincha on Yom Kippur. And when the people get an Aliyah in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, usually they say a different Nigin from Baruch Hashem on Goyro, a different Nigin from all year long. So the Shaila is, what about by Mincha? He thought that these issues should depend on this machlokes, whether you're from the Sephardim or from the Ashkenazim. He said you have to make up your mind in advance. The Balkhere should synchronize and should make up with the people getting their ears. If they follow Minig Ashkenaz, that they only say Mogin Dovid, that they should say the regular all year long Nusach HaBaruch and the all year long Nusach HaBaruch and the all year long Nusach HaBaruch. If they're Sephardim and they're going to say Al HaTorah Ve'Al HaVeda, then they should lay with the Tentin again and they should say the Baruch with the Tentin. Because it's all Hazal HaTai.
Doesn't mean that you will do Minchi and Kisha, usually
you have to do it all night. Come on, boy. Doesn't mean that you should do it. It all depends who the Balkari is. It's called Dalai Lama.
There's no
The Shabbat is the Tainus? No, the Shabbat, that's the Shabbat, that's the Chassam Seder Reyes. But even he, I wrote Sibah Messiah. Maybe it's Chodesh Hayyam. Maybe the Chachom HaMessak, and then it's Takon HaChodesh Hayyam, to lay on the Tainus. Even if somebody says, that's what some folks have, some folks have got such a problem.
You
The Gemara in the Dor says that it's halacha mashi misina, that you're supposed to lay in the shop.
I don't know.
לא זוכר מי שהביא ראייה מנגילה, שבברכה האחרונה במגילה צריכים הצהרה. אז הוא אומר, היות לנשים חייבות במגילה, אז הם יכולים להצטרף למניין של הצהרה, לערוך הכנסת במגילה. אז אותו דבר, אולי אם זה תקנית אותם, יש הצהרה, צירוף, כי נשים לדברים, לפעמים לדברים, ואת הכנסת, ומה אני אמרת, שצריך להיות מניין, בזמן הכל.
Yeah, for the bracha asayna harovish yivena, that's a machlokes in the Surah. That's a big machlokes in the Shem, there are more clauses in machlokes, and I'm in it, I don't know about the Shadim, but the Ashkenazim is that we don't say. If you have, let's say, only women are reading the Megillah, so they don't say the bracha harovish yivena, because there are more clauses 2 days in the Surah, and they say the bracha is lahatka. Even though it's not a davar shebikdusha, that you should insist that Ganesh just for the purpose of the Sunnah Misa, but still say that you need 10 minutes. The women are not massage. Yeah, that's a machlokes. That's
a
machlokes. Right, that's a machlokes. Right, that's a machlokes. That's a tzurkos. Big machlokes in the Shalim and the Shulchan Aruch. It's not from yourself, except not. Regarding Kriya Samigil Chachiv, you should have a minion, you can only say a Rabbi Shrivein if you have a minion. So we're not Messiah's women for that. Because of the Shabbat. What's the name by Chal? Whether I can say Kedusha B'yachid or not, if there's an Indian issue. Over the Kuli Yamin, what's the problem? Why don't I daven Tzidu B'lachai? And wherever I'll be, when I'll hear everybody's saying Kedusha, so I'll answer Kedusha. So that's given, that's obvious that they both assume they're not. But the Kuli Yamin Miyos Nipsik Lech Pazdi. That for sure, everybody agrees that you're not permitted to be Mapsik in the middle of Shmoy Nehesh, in the middle of davening, in order to say Kedusha. In other words, it means like this, we already had this. If a person is saying Kriya Shema, he is permitted to be mopsik in the middle of Kriya Shema for the purpose of entering Kedusha. Because we learn after the first time, to be part of the bomb. Says it on Yudim Roman Hours, right? So the Emsa. Says it comes on the Mishnah that being mopsik in the middle of Kriya Shema to these people, and says it says, well, denami in order to enter Kedusha. So we say, on Yudim Roman Hours, the mark of the Emsa, the Yudim Roman Hours, in Yudim Roman Hours, that says it be part of the bomb, but avoid the Tzilo. It's very unclear what's the Drasha. Yeah, Rashi there has two different interpretations. Shulchan has a different interpretation. The means the following shot. The Yibarta Bar means that you're permitted to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. You're permitted to be masked sometimes. You say, I call them here, Yira. However, we only said, Yibarta Bar, but like it's Yira. You're never permitted to be masked in the middle of Shema Nesha. So that's what the Gemara says over here. You're never permitted to be masked in the middle of Shema Nesha, even if they're saying Kedusha. Now the Gemara says, Ashayla, maybe that's only to answer Kedusha. Maybe only your Heshmei Rabba is on a higher level than Kedusha, maybe that you are allowed to be Mavsik. Yiboyalo, what's the din? Ma'ulavsik le'yeshmei ha'gorul ne'voyuroch. Maybe even though you have this drasha to be fired to bomb, like it's been, that goes on answering. Bochu, on Kedusha, Omein, so other things can't answer Omein in the middle of Shmeretzle, to someone else's drasha. But what about to say Heshmei Rabba? Maybe that's an higher madrega, so that's my question. Drasha Rabbi Yom, Rabbi Yud, Rabbi Shimkam, Yud, Rabbi Yechon Amri, that you are permitted. Like, call him, I'm speaking now, I'm not in the Middle Shemesh, except the Eshmei Rabba does here. But even if you're always speaking, I'm not in the Middle Shemesh, but the Eshmei Rabba, you have to answer always. There's always had to answer. But tomorrow, later, we'll take our first day. We don't pass like that. We pass to the next person, to be fired to the bottom. But if it's Tivor, the set of Isa, that you're ever committed to the Gnostic in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, even for the purpose of answering Ram in the Eshmei Rabba. So that's a discussion that the others, that the Rishonim have, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, so he doesn't have it here. The Rishonim have a machlokes. What if the person already finished the Nusach of the Shmona Esrei? He said, I'm Baruch Hashem Yisrael Bar Shalom, he said, you're the Ratzin in my feet. Now he said, Kachanun Machat Tzilosa. The Kachanun Machat Tzilosa is considered a Hemshech of the Shmona Esrei. How do you see it? The Hemshech of the Shmona Esrei? As the Gemara says, that if a person forgot to say, Yalom Yavoi, he has to daven, let's say, not by Meir Ivan Rosh Chodesh, he's got to say Yalom Yavoi, Shachri, he has to daven over the Shmona Esrei. So what happens if he still didn't finish this one essay? You don't have to go back all the way to the beginning, or again, you can't send the right view. Just go back to this day. If you have a lot of time to say the same, you say, no, you haven't got to the end. So what happens if you already finished the whole Shemona Esrei, but you're still saying, Tachanunah Machas Pilosai, Vadayin Loyaka Radlo. So the Muslims, Vadayin Loyaka Radlo, is still saying Tachanunah, still claims the same word Tachanunah, is still considered in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. So how much is it considered the middle of the Shemona Esrei? He's staying on the time that's on the Shemona Esrei, and he wants to finish to the end. If he makes up his mind, he's going to miss Kedusha, so he's going to forgo the Torah Shana Meirah. He wants to say Kedusha, does he finish? So as long as he says the last time he says Hashem, you know, I'm going to say, he finishes Shana Esrei, he just, so this Kedusha, he's not going to say Tachnu Machatilo, so then he can say Kedusha. What if he wants to say Tachnu Machatilo? So is he permitted to enter Kedusha now? But that's a Machlekes in Shulchan Aruch, Machlekes in Rishayim. So Rishayim holds that, that's there, Tachos, if he's at the bone, but does it only apply in the middle of the Shemona Esrei proper, in the middle of the text of the Shemona Esrei. Once again, says Tachanun Machtilotai, then some Rishonim say you can only say Yehesmei Rabba Mavara. Some say that is Gemara. Because the Gemara said it's right that it should even be Musa some Amara, now it's even Musa to say Yehesmei Rabba, middle of the Shemona Esrei, middle of Maitre Lakava. Not today, exactly. Don't hold like that. The Leitzel Husa Kavar said, why? Because of the special thought to be advised upon by the Tzilo. But in Tachanun Machtilotai, we would be makeable to say only Yehesmei Rabba, but no more. No more, not after later the Kabbalah comes to the Shiva to say that only. That's not. And you say Prophet Hashem and Baruch also not. And you say Kedush also not. Only Yom Yehoshua. And the other Rishonim hold no, that you're permitted to answer even Yom Yehoshua, not only Yom Yehoshua, rather, even both, even Kedush. That's in Mishnah Berurah, there's a stira. Mishnah Berurah writes, you can only say Yom Yehoshua, rather, and you can't say that Amen after Le'el and the Kabbalah comes to the Shiva. But Kedusha you may answer, and both you may answer. That's the same thing. There's two opposing sheets. It's according to two different sources. The pastor is a fellow that's still in the Mishnah Berurah. The pastor says, if you hold, you can answer both, and you can answer Kedusha, then you answer all and after that, and call the cross also. And that Rishonim to hold, the Baha'i, I think he quotes. The Kedusha quotes that there's one of the Rishonim holds that you can only answer Omen and Hashmarab, you can't answer the Omen after Kedusha, and you shouldn't say Kedusha and Baha'i either. But the minute is that you hold, you can answer all of these. In the Lakai, the Sova Shani Lo. If it's a little lower, that's only Tachnu the Machat Tilo.
If you said you need to listen to the Shia and you say Kedusha, you're not allowed to say what kind of prayer anymore,
aren't you? That's the Shaila. Those who Shani hold that you're not permitted to be Mastic even in the middle of the kind of Sova Shani Lo has the same din. Like this one has the proper. So if you want to answer Kedusha, that means that you have to make up your mind. They're not going to say any more Tachnu the Machat Tilo. If you want, you can. You can say, but you should walk back 3 steps, and then say Tachanun afterwards, but it won't have this full status of Tachanun that is the Hemshah, Tachanun Machat Tzilot. And we pass in Asa, we pass in the Tachanun Machat Tzilot, so it's not as common as in the middle of the Shemona Esrei proper, and that's 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah Kufa, to what extent? No, Rashi, the case is quotes like this. Rashi writes, because of Rashi, the Sukkotarik Lulav HaGozel, that in the middle of Shemona Esrei, you're not allowed to answer Kedusha, that's our Gemara, but what should you do? So Rashi quotes from the Seif HaLoch is Gedolah, that you should be answered to Shemek Kainas. And that's what Taisha suggests to them. Taisha says, Rabbi, it's time to read how you are in Mardi Rabbi. If you want to say Shemek Kainas, then it comes out that you're answering Kedusha in the middle of your still of Shemona Esrei. So being answered Kedusha is a Hefzik. You can't have your Hefzik in Shemek. So it's not like there have been a town of the week against Rashi. Is that a good idea? So the Yotze, they both seem to hold that you can be Yotze, Shemek, and let's say like this, the Chazan is saying Kedusha, and I have laryngitis. I don't have the ability to speak. So do you say that if you come here to the Shemek, and the Chazan will say, Kadosh, 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 and what if you have love, will I be Yotze, the Shemek, and so the reason there have been a town both on Rashi with Rashi, the Shemek, and it does apply, even the Gvorm should be Kedusha. They just told us, you'll be Yotze, Kedusha, in the middle of Sigma Belachash, that would be a hefty, because you're not supposed to be Yotze, Kedusha. That's like shaking the moon in the middle of Shemek.
You have to say only, what if you're a book and you don't say only?
Yes. Well, because even if you don't say Yom, and you know it's a Mishnah, yeah. But that's the Shaila, maybe that's only by Ashahakul, by Amaitri, by Kiddush, by Amdola, by Benjamin. Maybe it doesn't go by Dovish of Yigusha. Maybe by Dovish of Yigusha we need a minion. Maybe you need the participation, the Anir, the Amir of the whole minion. That's what Agrof Maimon says on the bottom of the Rambam, that it's much more for the Rambam, that you wouldn't apply Shemei Koine to Dovish of Yigusha. If you don't answer, you don't say Shemei Koine. That's a machlok. The reason of it is I'm a maskmas Rashi there. Normally you would say Shemir Koine, but it would be a problem with Havsok. Because he says the minig olam is like Rashi. There in Sukkah, the Ran on the Rit on Daf Lamed Ches told us another time. He has another cash against Rashi. That the Shagatari has a long sinner book. And the Shiva Shagatari, of course, that the Shabbat Elek also has a kind against Rashi. How can you say Shemei, that's the only if I'm in the middle of the Shilish Man Esrei, Chazan is saying this we shout loud. How can you say Shemei HaKoina? We have a cloud, Kol Shehina, we're in the Bilo, Bilo, Miyad Shevin's burn. When you bring a curtain, you have to bring service, you have to bring service, the will of Hashem. You have to bring service, the service of Hashem. What happens if you put in the Shem and you didn't do the Bilo? So the Gemara apparently learns that from a Pasuk somewhere, so he says they don't know exactly what the Pasuk is, but look all out. Is also kosher. The blue is not natural. As long as you put in the shemen, even if you didn't stir it, it's kosher. What if you have so much? Well, you have so much soles. You have more than 60 esrei in one kli, and it's so stuffed with soles that it's physically impossible to do the stirring. So even though normally blila is not miakevish, if it's in a roi, the blila, that's a very thing. If you have an incha that's roi with blila, then the blila is not miakevish. But if you have kosher, in a roi with blila, blila is the same thing as blila. If it's physically impossible to stir the shemen with the soles, then I said the blila is miakevish. Either Rana and Amiris and the Shabbat Alekir present this argument that some Shem had against Rashi. Shemir Koine is fine. If like I said, it's in Kiddush, and if I wanted to add a prayer, I could have been in Aina. And I'm sure if I'm lazy, I don't say Amen. But if I'm in a position in the middle of the Shemir Esrei, but even if I try, I'm not allowed to. So how can you say Shemir Koine? Why don't you say Kol Shein Alei Ladilo? See, let me ask you this one. That's the kasha that they did. So the Shabbatai discusses, does that kasha mean an answer? Who says that it's a kasha? What exactly was the kasha? Why do they think it's a kasha? Why is it that we don't even understand why it's a kasha? But the Shagatai gives you his definition of what the Bina culture and the Bina means, and he explains why he doesn't think that it's a kasha. But obviously all that it is, here's the major machlokes, what is the definition of it? Shagatai says like this, the mitzvah of Shlemut of bringing a korban mincha consists of bringing the soilas and the shemen and the blila. If you get have soilas, you got to have shemen, you got to have blila. If you didn't pour in the shemen, then it's so good. But if you poured in the shemen, then you didn't stir it, let go of then it's kosher. Kosher means, but it's a mitzvah of Shlemut, so you didn't fulfill a mitzvah completely. It's an incompleteness. So sometimes if you do a mitzvah incompletely, let's say you eat matzah, and you have a little bit less than a kazayah. And you're not even able to get it. If it's incomplete, you don't get, wait, what if you ate matzah without a seder? The seder is only going to be brought on the level of the right when you ate the matzah. You say, well, sometimes you ate it with the shalosh, and sometimes if it's missing enough, That's not good. Chati Yisaron is a Chati Shia, that's like eating a Chati Kizai. You're not getting it. What if you brought the Mincha and you didn't even put in the Shemen? That's not good. What if you brought the Mincha and the Shemen you just didn't stir it? So you're two-thirds there. One-third is missing. So you learn how from Sukkim, says Yashua, what the Pasuk? You learn how from a Pasuk. That's the Yer to the Mincha. But what happens if you didn't do Blila because it's physically impossible to do Blila? Oh, then it's considered very much Chosim. Then it's considered a very incomplete mitzvah. Not only didn't you do blila, even if you would have tried, but even if you would have wanted to, you wouldn't have been able to. Right, but then it's considered mitzvah hasera miyod, but since it's missing so much, that the mitzvah miyod shemol b'shlein mitzvah, so then it's even not to be yet. But what happens if you have a case, let's say shemer koin, is there a Hebrew mitzvah that you should say kiddush rather than listen to kiddush from somebody else?
Yeah.
Yes? Never. Yes. I do not have a brother, I just know that one person says and the other says yes. Would you say that answering Omein at the end of the bracha, you're more yet to this is not the Shlei Musa. Let's say I was ready to say Kiddush and you say Kiddush, and I say Omein. You gotta say Omein to Shahapo, you gotta say Omein to Shahapo. Whenever anybody hears the brother, say Omein. So just because I want to be out to the Drach of Kiddush is more of a din that you have to say on it. That's the question. In the Rambam, is there a Talmud? In the Rambam, is there a Talmud of the Torah? It sounds like yes. Because Rambam writes in two separate halachas, he writes one halacha. Kosh and Ech Brach, you have to answer Rambam. And he says, whatever you want to be Ech Brach to somebody else, you have to say Rambam. And even if he didn't say Rambam, you're off the Ech. So it sounds like it's two
different things. Don't you go into the decision, boy, Ech
Brach,
something like that. I mean, he has...
He's himself, it's like... So there, Torah, it's Torah. It's like I did it myself. I can either light the menorah myself, or I'll have somebody else light the menorah for me. The one that likes the menorah, he's the Yetzer HaMitzvah. Let's not bring in a stranger. My next neighbor will come and I'll ask him to light the menorah for me. But that's my brother. This is the brother that's Mishol. He's one of the B'nai Abai. You should light the menorah.
Well, if he can say it and he has somebody else say it, even better for him to say the brother better than somebody else to say it. If he brought any candidate, he thought, because of my rule, it just happened that he didn't. But if he could have said a book and he said, I'm waiting, I'll leave the other fellow there. So it wouldn't be more hooded if he was saying so.
I don't know. The Shagatai argues like this. He thinks that the only time you say, Kol She'ena Roy Latina, Pila, Mia Kevin Tol, is only if Lechatkhila, the Pope. And Lutha Bishlein Lutha is with Lila. And if you do it without Lila, say Rabbi Shalai Bishmein Musa. But it's only a little bit Shalai Bishmein Musa. So that's why we have it as kosher, Lev Bala kosher. But if it's Lev Bala because it's impossible to do Lila, then it's considered very much Shalai Bishmein Musa. And the reason why the whole mitzvah is possible is because of the lack of Lila. But he says over here, what are you going to say? That you're not Yoytei Kedusha because you don't say Shemeh Koine. So how can you say that you don't say Shemeh Koine? Because the person is unable to stay because he's holding the middle of Shemana Esra, because the person is in Elam, who can't speak. And the other day, someone else has done it. What about in Elam? If you say Shemana Esra, I'm not talking to the person who can't
speak. But you have to give it to Shemana
Esra. Make the Esra. No, they have to give it to Shemana Esra. Even though the reason I've been in town, they say, if it's Rashi, the minigar is like Rashi. So we're not worried somehow, we're not worried about the Esra. It's not Kashi, we're not worried about the Esra. The Rabishad is a different one. The Rav with the Shabbat, I like it, had an argument against Rashi. How can you allow Shemeh Kain in the middle of Tzimah Benachash and Tzimah Roy Amira, Amira should be Miyatevah? So Shabbat says he doesn't begin to understand why it's there. What do you mean Tzimah Roy Amira? Shemeh Kain is good l'chatchila. The only time you say if it's Tzimah Roy to something is not, it is, if you started off on the left leg, if you're holding with a mitzvah that you only are Yaitu B'di Yevid, because the mitzvah was done Shabbat Bishlein, and because l'chatchila you were supposed to have done it differently, and you're missing a whole chunk of the mitzvah, so you're missing because even if you wanted to, you couldn't have done it because the little finesse, you can't throw up. But then it's very chasse, and then I say that it's too much missing and not even yet to be the other. But he says, why is it to the other? Shemeh Kain is a couple of chasse. Who says Shemeh Kain is only good to the other? Maybe the reason I've given a mitzvah is about Yesu Mishmur Khan on the Zach, and maybe right for other reasons, but you can't say, it's not the same as saying, you brought a card to Mishmur without doing Gleila, that means you're missing half of the mitzvah. Or you have the sitters without Kaila. You're missing half chunk of the mitzvah. They're missing a different, I'd like to get either of Mishmur or Yesu Mishmur Khan. The reason I've given a mitzvah, you're missing a different mitzvah. It's not a either in a day, and the mitzvah who came to the mitzvah Shalom Bishman Mishmur. But apparently these Mishmur who are bothered with the Kasha, obviously have a totally different definition of this din of Kol She'ena Roy Latina din in the Akevus book. There is a Rashbam in Babatat and Bach Tayalos, and the Gemara talks about this. The Gemara has this klal in very few cases, Kol She'ena Roy Latina din in the Akevus book. But one of the places where the Gemara has it is the Megabin Havlaj Bikurim. What if a person brings the Bikurim and he doesn't say Arami Yazir Amir? He didn't say Arami Yazir Amir. So there's even the Yazir, you have to fulfill the mitzvah. Let's say the farmer with Mafish Bikurim, and he brings the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of putting it on the floor. He didn't do the Anach HaGam HaKarakon. So then the Kohen is not permitted to eat the Bikurim. The Kohanim are only Kohanish, the Bikurim has to be eaten by Chumash, only by Kohanim, and has to be eaten only in Yerushalayim. It has the Chumash of Chumash and Mai Kesheni. You can't eat it with Yerushalayim, and you can't eat it if you're Mai Kesheni can eat it in Yerushalayim by Zahar, but Bikurim has the Chumash of Chumash, and of Mai Kesheni has to be eaten by Kohanim in Yerushalayim. And the Kohanim are only permitted to eat the Bikurim after the former, the Balabos fulfilled the mitzvah of Havad Bikurim. How did he fulfill it? Has to bring it to the Beit Hashem. Okay, he has to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. And he just brings it to the Shlomo, he gives it to the Kohanim. The Kohanim is not allowed to eat it. He has to tell the Balabos, first bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, the Makkos, one time a whole Hanukkah is not there, because you don't put it on the floor. You have to take the desk and then it becomes put on the floor. You don't put it on the floor, and you're not yet in the mitzvah of Havad Bikurim. And then the Kohanim are not permitted to eat it. So what if the farmer brought the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash and he didn't say around the other dog? If the din is that it's not the Yafi to the other. So what happens if it's a fellow who is unable to say Aram Yavidovich. So sometimes you have people, let's say, there's certain people that they don't have to say Aram Yavidovich, so it's not considered incomplete. But in this position, I lose. What happens if you have a person who was obligated to say, he's such a paranormal Jew, he's obligated to say Aram Yavidovich to do Mikra Bikurim, Mikra Havas Bikurim, and then he waited so long, he waited till after, what does the Gemara say, after Sukkot, then you may be the Ein Kodesh. Yeah. From Sukkot until Chanukah, you may be the Ein Kodesh. After Chanukah, now he's amazing. So after Sukkot, if I was Mavish Bikurim before Sukkot, at a time at which I became obligated to do Havas Bikurim with Mikra Bikurim, and instead of bringing the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash before Sukkot, with or without Aram Yavidovich, without Aram Yavidovich would be good to hear, but I waited until after Sukkot, and now not only do I not say Aram Yavidovich, I can't say, even if I want to, I can't say Aram Yavidovich, because not this month since it's today. The Gemara says in Talibat, it's not pay hours, that Kol Sheinu Roi L'Mikra Bikurim, Nikriya Sabikurim is Mi'akevet, and you absolutely are not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Havlaz Bikurim, and the Kodim are not permitted to eat it, so it's not a Kodim, but you can't use it at all. So the Rashbam says there, and not Gemara, what is the off-touch? What's the definition of this din of Rav Zeira? What's the clause behind it? Kol Sheinu Roi L'Mikra Mi'akevet. What does it mean? He doesn't say the Hezbollah as the Shagatari says. That it's a mitzvah shel Lovish Shlei Musa. So if it's a little bit shel Lovish Shlei Musa, and it's yourself, but it's very much shel Lovish Shlei Musa, then it's not. He doesn't say that. He says a totally different halach. He says, Moshe Ramat Ava Zayim, a person wants to donate Kavim Mincha to the Beit HaMikdash. It's just fine, bring a Kavim Mincha. He likes Tina. He wants to bring a Kavim Mincha from Tina to ground up Tina. If the Kavim tell him nothing doing, you have to bring a Kavim Mincha. You can't bring Mincha Akitir. You can't bring Mincha Menachitim if you want. So he says, what if the person brings a Mincha Menachitim with Shemen, but he doesn't do Bleva? Look, he brought the right Mincha, but he didn't do Bleva. What if he brings a Mincha and it's so much flour in the Kli that even if he wants to do Bleva, he can? But the Rashbam writes about Tayalas, it's possible. It's more than a daily din of Mishnah that is possible. But the Rashbam doesn't say because it's very much Chaseira. And Mincha very much Chaseira is no good. He doesn't say the heads of the Shadchar. He says, that's like bringing a Mincha in a Kitzias. The Torah describes the Mincha that you bring Shabbos and a Kli with Shemen and Yenikis. That's the description of the Mincha. If you chiseled off a little bit and you didn't do it Bishmei Musa, sometimes it's yourself. But if you bring a Mincha, right, but if you bring a Mincha, and even if you want to, you can't do it really. Even if you would want to try, that's the rule. Pure on Mincha. That's like Marshall Madonna, bringing Mincha that I kiss you. The point of the Rashbam has nothing to do with the fact that the mitzvah is Shalom Bishmei Musa, that you couldn't even do it if you would have tried. It's very much Shalom Bishmei Musa, and then the fact that you didn't do it, L'Hakri was not here. According to the Rashbam, the Shach to begin to understand what they're talking about, what they're run, and the Shibol Me'alekas are discussing it in your days, the Menomachet talks about this, but in Elaine, it says in the Mishlein Shumas, and in Elaine, a person who is mute, who cannot speak, L'Hakrim should not be Mavish Shumas, because he cannot say a bracha. It's not proper to do a mitzvah, you know, if you have to eat matzah, so you must eat matzah, put on tefillin, whatever, even if you can't say the bracha. But if it's a precious truma, so why should I be Mavish Truma for Eid Bracha? Let someone else attend to speak. The Mavish Truma has said Bracha. What if the person who's mute is not deaf? And he can hear the Bracha from somebody else. So you're this form is going to be Mavish Truma, and I'm doing Mavish my Truma. I can't speak, so I'm motion to him. He should say the Bracha out loud, and I want to be heard to the Shemei Kohen. If you say Shemei Kohen, if a person is unable to speak, Kol Sheinu Roi L'Pi, L'Pi L'Mi HaKevet. So that's enough work. It's near a day. And Shemei Kohen, the beginning of the Bracha speech. You say this problem of Kol Sheinu Roi L'Pi. But a Shagasayi, Hol Shagasayi, is surprisingly doesn't quote it. You understand? His disagreement with the Rana, the Kol HaLeket, where he defends Rashi, is all in Yeri Day. And the first thing in Yeri Day, whether you say Kol Sheinu Roi L'Pi, but you say to Shemei Kohen. So that's exactly the Shaila. Shemei Kohen, there is no deal with Hatzchida that you have to have on Yeri. It's not that Shemei is only second best, not that he has it. It's good with Hatzchida Shemei Kohen. But still, since the Nusach of the Halacha is, the Lashon of the Halacha Shameh Kainer, so you're talking about a person who is able to speak, and instead of reciting the Bracha with his own lips, pronouncing with his own voice, he listens to someone else say the Bracha is the Yetzir of Shemiah. So since the whole Meduber is that a person is able to speak, and you're talking about a person who is mute, he can't speak, so we're not talking about him the Chalal, so the whole thing of Shameh Kainer perhaps doesn't apply. That's what they hold. If the person is not in a position to speak, the whole Kol Shmei Kodesh is never said like a Mincha Melachitnis. Something is different. It's still difficult. It's still not a question. Still not a question to argue. But then it dies the lashon of the halacha. The Gemara doesn't say shemeh bracha yotzei bracha. The lashon of shemeh koreinah. The one who hears the bracha yotzei just as one who would have recited the bracha. So since we're talking right, so since the halacha originally was speaking about a person who's able to speak, and we say this person who can speak and say the bracha is also yotzei just as well, 100% yotzei just as well by listening to someone else say that bracha. So it leads one to believe, perhaps, that by one who is not able to speak, who's not in the parsha, not in the parsha of Shem, but not in the parsha of Shmir, of paying attention to Brook. It's still, even if one would say that by an Elay, you don't say Shemir Kaina, he can still say by the middle of the Shemir Esrei, he's not an Elay. It's just that it's forbidden to be Mopsi. It's still a Chiddush. Because the Shibola Alekha from Iran jumped on Raki, it's such a shark guy. Yes, I call Shemir Kaina, I call Shemir Kaina, I call Shemir Kaina, I call Shemir Kaina. What do you not shine him in Rocha?
Because it's not even very close. But he can't say it, so he's not shy. So how could he be Yachin if he's not shy? But I look on him in the
ocean.
Lulav Agrozo, Daf Lamechez, says, and not Rashi, I don't think it says that, but the one quote from Rashi, that if I'm in the middle of the Stilish Manasseh and the Balkari is about to rain, I should be able to create a Therese and make kind of offer. He says we should listen in the middle of Manasseh to, not only to the birth of the inclusion, But I don't think it would be as much as either is intention of people, only one intention, the other is everything not intention.
But then what's the one thing to this other
than nothing? No, the other is considered to be the intention, the Shanae Kahn, but then she was doing it different. But then she was doing it specifically, one intention on behalf of the whole group, but the others are not yet to the Shanae Kahn. Like a Chazal, I'm a Zohar Kahn. Yeah, the Gemara says he says, you are in the same doubt, and Sukkot says he says, Shemek Kainer by Halal also. Here's Shemek Kainer by Haggadah by him. Well, thanks, I'm speaking to Sukkot Kainer also. It's not a Gemara. One person would say to Haggadah, because he didn't have printed Haggadah.
He divided them.
Oh, he divided them. One person would say to Haggadah, everybody would be here to the Shemek Kainer. Everybody says the wrong Kiddush. I don't know. I remember my father-in-law, when I first came out, he always used to ask me, do I want to say my own Kiddush? Because one brother-in-law is a Kiddush, and he goes back to his own Kiddush, and then all the other brother-in-law did. So I said, it's up to you, because it says in Shulchan Aruch, that if you have a Seinei, says in Hukhaz Rosh Hashanah, that a Seinei, let's say about the Kiddush. That we assume the Seinei is Miskamish Allah Ha'atiyah. So I said, it's up to you. If you don't have a mind to be right to me, so I think I have to say I don't care. If you want to be right to me, so I'll be there. Yes, because it is. If you hear it, everybody should be answering this one person, because it just says that it's not like that. We usually try to minimize that because people don't pay attention to the others when they say profit. One person says the whole benching, and the other just listens. And the understand is that benching is hard. To pay attention, how difficult in such a long time to pay attention to me. Well, I'm saying that that's a little too long, that's stretching a little too long. Everyone has to think, but like in a Bapikea doesn't think so much, you know, how to think? No, no, it says in the Mishpura, it says, let their first go to Shulman, one half of state, he took on power with him. He said, if he has Kavane, he has Shaila, he didn't have Kavane. He said, if he has him, but he has a mind, I'm not to be able. So you go to Shul, you're not paying attention, you have a mind to be able, it's Kim Shaila, but the Bapikea has a mind to be able, you see, it's understood. Everybody knows how to mind to be Yaisa. You can remember Balabas says Kiddush, it's understood that everybody has a mind to be Yaisa. So it's understood. You don't have to have specifically those words in mind, any book on the Zuman to be Yaisa Shnei Tainah.
My Vela, the two brothers, the three brothers, they all want them. That's also a mini
I mean, each one makes his own meaning. Reasons which are under the Ruma Shalaiba. Under the Ruma Shalaiba means if it's a reform shul and you want to have an orthodox home. That's the subject that you need to have. Unless you have a reason under the Ruma Shalaiba. Oh, they're going to have a Mishachashka, a Mishachashka, there's going to be the confusion that you have to have a very good reason. Sometimes on your side, the pastor says that it's not true.
You don't want to have a Mishachashka, you don't want to have a Mishachashka.
So for him, whoever's most master, he should have him davening, and the other should be Ravata. In the same as Rosh Hashanah, they thought that Rabbi Shlomo Salanter was very master, that he wouldn't say Kaddish if there was anybody else saying Kaddish. He knows him. So in Amsterdam, he told him, and others, they were like by the Yekis. They were very master that only one person should say the Kaddish. So sometimes he has your sight and someone else is in Avelis, they want to say Kaddish. Says, yes, and as your sight, can you let me say Kaddish? He said, no. So he was not that. He said, let the other person say Kaddish. He said, and that will be a chus for my father that I did a mirror chus to the other person. The chus has to be that I'm saying Kaddish. The chus will be, I did a mirror chus and I let him say Kaddish. Because you know that they have two people say Kaddish and there's 20 people. You know that it would be after like saying a drop of water. There's only one person to say Kaddish, like a Hazar Hashem. Here the text is close to Yerushalmi, the second half of this one says close to Yerushalmi, and introduces that a new idea, that is, even if I enter Kedusha, even if I'm enter Kedusha, and then I'm going to daven up the whole Shemona Esrei, and I'll get the Maidin, but I won't be able to enter on and after Shemona Esrei, so that's a problem. Not only is it safe to be this over here, not only is it more important to bow to Maidin and to answer Kedusha, that's more important than simply the Kibor, but also answering the Amen and Chazar Shashat Yetzer Hashem HaKadosh and answering Yetzer Shemet Tzila are also more important than davening Tzila B'Tzila. That's the third quote from Yisham. Yisham is like Tzilat HaShach HaKamar, no, Yisham, I didn't daven yet. Well, Yisham, Yisham HaKam, in a little, we're davening Musa, they're davening Musa, the Mar Yodesh, and you're Yisham HaKam, I should know you ask for Shlepsin. But I'm coming to daven Musa. They come in the middle, they're already davening Musa. The first start on this Kedusha Pernish. What if I'll start and I'll miss the Amen of Shemet Tzvi, I'll miss the Amen of Hashem HaKadosh, so that's what Yishami says is no good. Oh yeah, they see him as Paul again, actually, I flash out to the line of Amen, you saw him love, or you saw the Eid, Amen, Amen. Which Amen do you have to be able to answer? Do you have to be mad not to miss that Amen? Otherwise you shouldn't have until the Seed. It's Miggy Betriam, all right, Tamach Lagi. Chad Amen, Amen, Shal Akel HaKadosh. That's the important Amen. Chad Amen, Amen, Shal Shemei Atzilo. That's the Yishami, they don't Mach Lagi, they both agree with each other. One is talking Bechol, and one is talking the Shabbat. The Shabbat, you don't say Shemei Atzilo, but Bechol, you do say Shemei Atzilo. So it comes out of Allah, that's an important. Then Tyson goes ahead a whole discussion. But how did the whole
have a Muslim. How did it begin with Islam? Because he walked in the middle of Muslims.
Yeah.
And in the Muslims, you should ask people. It sounds like there's a Musaf Arash Kodesh when it's called the call on a weekday. Then you say, oh, Musaf Arash Mana Esrei. With all the different brothers, the Musaf Arash Kodesh. And if it's Musaf on Shabbat and Yom, then he must learn how to call that one on. Sometimes you leave out the brachas and tzoyos or shenet tfilo. But on a weekday, you do say all the brachas and tzoyos, including shenet tfilo, even when you're davening mussel. The person says, but that's not our minig. They say, well, our minig is based on a tosefta. It disagrees with that Yishalmi. It was taka machloekes. Then at the end of the thing, it must be a misprint to the Yishalmi. Yishalmi, not the Yishalmi, the first place of all. Well, I got the Yishalmi mussel, the last 4 lines in place. No, what kind of working in the middle of mussel? Kind of mussel, you say shenet tfilo. You find it hard to believe that there should be such a sacred mussel. And the Taishas with their rush explain it a little better than this. Why should the Chachamim be mistaken that in Musaf he should say all the Yutchez brachas? From Musaf he just want to say the bracha of the Kedusha Sayyam with the Akrobonis, but if Monat Asaf Gimel Rishen is Gimel Achlanim, so must speak if he says 7 brachas. And the Taishas, why should he have to say the whole Musaf on the Yutchez brachas instead of the Shabbos and the Taishas Minta? Why should he speak all the Musaf on Musaf? The place he says, Mishtabi, that is the third place in Mishtabi. It's probably not true.
Chips the holes.
Yes, the holes.
What's the way to tell
the Yeah, unless that opinion in the Yishalmi holds like the first Mandam in the Bible is that you can say the Kedusha is the Yechidus. The Kedusha you have to worry about, but still the Omen of Chazorot HaShat and Al-Kel HaKadosh, that you have to be Maksim for. But that's how we pass it, you have to be Maksim for both. The Omen of HaShat HaKadosh, so let's say Dalot, you have to answer Kedusha. So you pass like the second one Dalot. So you have to answer Kedusha, you have to wait until after the Omen of HaKel HaKadosh. And then it depends. If I am such a speed dominant, that I consider davening my Tzilah B'Lachash before, let's say, the Chazan gets to Shonet Tzilah, so I'll be able to answer Shonet Tzilah. Or if it's Shabbos and Yom Tov or a Musaf Arash Kedesh, if there is no Shonet Tzilah, I know that I'm done with Tzilah, that I will finish my Tzilah B'Lachash. Don't get the Musaf, I'll finish my Tzilah B'Lachash before the Chazan gets to Moedin, so I'll be able to pass down with everybody else, then I can chop up and daven up to all Shmoneh Tzilah. But you know, the Chazan daven is very slow. But if I'm not sure, then the Gemara says that you're not permitted.
You come a little late. You have to make a Kedusha, you have to make a Kedusha, you end up standing sure, that's
right,
already
open the one
for
shop. Yes.
That's actually a Kedusha. Then you're not going to be late.
And it's Ovala Tzion. No, Ovala Tzion, that's the rush towards the Machlokes, whether the Kedusha of Ovala Tzion requires a minyan or not. No, because this has that difference. The answer is these omens, and the answer has that difference. That's what you're committed to be Nazi, and you're not going to be a Kriyashma. They're not there. That's cool. You show up in the Enigma Shura. So you have to be careful that you shouldn't show up in the Enigma Shura. So you stop earlier, and then every 3 minutes you say another line. And we say another one. You'll never have to see us on Amistad.
If you know that you won't have to see us.
That's a bin. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do.
I'm right. Yeah,
that's in Shulchan Aruch. That's a lot like it. Whenever they're making a halacha kedusha, it's preferable to stop the tefillah b'lachas together with the chazan, or she can stop later. So the simple reading of the Ramah is that everybody should start together with the chazan. That's how the Ramah says. Everybody should start saying the Shmoneh together with their cousin and say Kedusha in the middle of their Shmoneh. And then the Mishnah Berurah says that that's not so. That the Ramah is only talking in a Noshimta case. The Ramah is only talking in a case that it's so late before the Shkir. Why do you say Ha Kedusha Bechlah? You're not supposed to have Kedusha before Sechah Zorah Kasha. So why do you say Ha Kedusha? Because it's so late before the Shkir that the Pasha is not enough time. We're working whatever this man is. If you hold, you can dive in Mincha until 72 minutes after the skier, so we're holding it at 65 minutes after the skier. And just not enough time. And you're diving short of enough. Not enough time to finish a Chazor HaShat before the 72 minutes. If you are marked with your skier man, you have to finish Mincha before the skier. You're holding it 5 minutes before the skier. Not enough time. Before the spear, that if you'll wait till after Hakel HaKos to start your service my essay, you'll miss spear. The Chazal won't, but you'll miss spear. You're afraid that you're going to miss spear. So then there are most of the shots of Chagol and start together. But under normal circumstances, the Mishnah Berurah passes that you should not start the service my essay together with the Chazal. After that, you have not said you should follow what it says in the Ramah, that you should say. You know that the soccer thing is that Kedusha should always be recited in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. If there's going to be a whole Chazar HaShad, so that Chazar HaShad is recited to everybody that's completed the same Kedusha, and then of everybody's Shmoneh Esrei. Because the Chazar HaShad is recited on behalf of everybody. But if you know in advance that there isn't going to be any Chazar HaShad, so then you want to take Kedusha in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei, not go out to end the Kedusha. But then he insisted that the proper thing is you should start together. Any tzarachim that you want. It shouldn't be long arichas, and if you want to have long arichas, then it should be after the Shmoneh Esrei. But if you have a tefillah of tzara, the short three parkasha that you can add on. So let's say I'm in the middle of Shemei Tzimah, and the Chazan in the middle of saying Kaddish. The truth is, you're not allowed to say, even on the Shmoneh Esrei, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but what if I'm not in the middle of Hashem Shachtena? I'm in the middle of Shemei Tzimah. So maybe I can say, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavar, Shmei Lo Tzaracha. So one of the exile in hell does not work. But the Rishonim say Avinim is that we say the Kaddish, the whole Kaddish in Aramaic. We just say Yizgadol, Yizgadesh, many have them. You say those two in Hebrew, and the other Shvachim is saying Aramaic. But the Rishonim say why? Because ten Shvachim are called Shvachim, who can add the Aseret HaDibur. The first two are Nochi and Yoch and Tiagur Shmaya. That goes directly from the Shvachim. The other day, Moshe Rabbeinu said over. So that's how you get the separation. You say Yizgadol, Yizgadesh in the beginning, and you say the Rabbi Shabbat, he said the other eight in the end to separate between the first two and the last eight. At least we also make another separation, that these two you say, Balash and Akhredit, those are the two difference that we heard in Amish, the two Agur, direct, and the others you heard from Moshe Rabbeinu, a little indirect, so we make a separation in space and a separation in the language as well. First two Shvachim are more of us. So you shouldn't say, the Amish doesn't say the Kaddish in Aramaic, because the Hamayin Am doesn't understand Hebrew. The mimic, it's not a deal. Like we have when we say Yalav Yadvar, how do we say? So we say Amen. the committee, because you said when the bench was cited, and you said he had the dominant in the middle.
And most of them were answered by five or extra words.
Yeah. Okay.
We have more
room there, a different list. A different list of how many. Kaddish? You can say numbers. You can say numbers. Others would be recommend that a person should go.
At that time, Aramaic was the popular.
Yeah. I mean, as much as we should all recommend that it should be English, that everybody should understand. Like, they recommend the thing to have that name. That's an interesting question. That's an interesting
question.
I don't know.
They didn't have
everyone quiet. That was one of the first institutions that the Reform started with. And it had. Yes, they said that the Gemara says that you have to feel the Chaloshan and translation, and the people don't really understand Hebrew or Aramaic, so let's dab it in German, and the people will understand. It should be Ezgav, not be this. And if it's the Yochid, the Salam Alachi Asharat, and that Makir, the Lashon Arami, the Gemara says, when you dab in the Yochid, you shouldn't dab in the Lashon Arami. Because the Malachi Asharat don't know, and when a person dab in the Yochid, the Malachi Asharat has to present the Tzibur. When you dab in the Tzibur, the Tzibur go directly to the first one, so there's no problem. So the Ravid is quoted in the Tzlim Dain. The Ravid says, Lav Gaskin, what's Gaskin, Lashon Arami? Every language in the world they understand. French and Spanish and Russian and everything they understand except Lashon Arami, how can it be? So the Ravid says, it can't be. If they know Hebrew and they know some of the other languages in the Aramaic also, it doesn't mean they're not hearing, they don't understand. I mean, they don't recognize it because they just, you're davening in the vernacular. You're davening in the same language that you speak to the Goyim when you go shopping in the marketplace. So the Ravid learns that that's what it means. So even if you do arise that the state is on davening in the vernacular, so if you daven in shul, why not daven in German or American? Daven in English? Daven in Hebrew, it's like a daven in Hebrew. When you daven in shul, why not be permitted to daven in German, even though it's the vernacular, but the Hebrew is Yufa? But that was the suggestion that the Reform came. At that time, the Reform was still 8,000, that about a lot of, you could check everything out, I'll be sure enough, so it was 8,000. So all of them all came back against it. They gave different reasons. One reason was, that told man that the prayers are at least in Hebrew, Chach, there's a hope that people will attempt to learn Hebrew. Once you're going to switch the prayers to a different language, the people won't even try to learn. They won't have any impetus. They won't have any desire to try to learn how to know Hebrew. Then he gave other reasons. Each one gave other reasons. Some person was opposed, and the Judega was opposed, and the time down the Margolius was opposed. Each one gave different reasons. The one book of the Tanzam Agos gave a very Mechudish of the reason. He said, Aloch is a Mishayt, it's not Roshayim, only one of the Shivim Mishayim. And the Banish one Bolov, Shem Bolov, Tash Kol Haaret at the time of Mitzal Bovel, at that time there were Shivim Roshayim. So those Shivim Roshayim are recognized as Roshayim, and nothing else. So when we speak English today, I'll begin, it's not a language. It's not a philosophy. That's like saying, Heh, Feh, Meh, Shmeh. That's not a language. Unless it's one of the Shivim Roshayim, that Lachah doesn't recognize the
language.
Not
what about the
Ethiopians?
Very, very old
language. Okay, so you have to have from the old languages. You have to have from the old languages. Very Shnes, that a person takes a neder in English. That's what neder in Yiddish is, not binding. But the neder you have to have a Lachah, you have to speak.
That's not
neder. So if I don't know, I don't know if you have to speak our language. It's in any language, it doesn't have to be one of the original
German languages. It doesn't have to be the Tariki, also they are also Yiddish language.
Yeah.
The process
is... But the process is that we assume that it is a language. Assume that any language, that people speak it, it's in a language. Okay. The rest of the Mishnah, and that's what's on the day. The Mishnah is going, this man, Takana, says, Ezra made a takana that a man who is a Valkyrie, or for that matter, a woman who is a Poletisha Kazera, the woman that thought that she's Poletisha Kazera, are forbidden to daven, are forbidden to learn Torah, until I go tefillah in a mikveh. And we're going to have later in this text, it doesn't have to be a kosher or a mikveh, there's certain tulim that we would allow over here. It doesn't necessarily have to be a kosher or a mikveh. So the Mishnah says, the Machlekes of Yudah Nechachomer, Yudah ain't there, even though he's a Valkyrie, the Baruch, the Tnei Meleachrein. You could say Kriya Shema not be here, or the Tanakh says you have to say Kriya Shema be here, or and if the Bracha be calling after Kriya Shema, you don't even have a day here. And if you don't disagree, you can say the Dibur, and not only the Kriya Shema, even the Bechas Kriya Shema, everything can be Dibur. Straight to Gemara, and what happens to the Takana Tezra? You know, if you doesn't believe in Takana Tezra, it's not true, you have to believe. Straight to Gemara, in the middle of that Chafal of the the name you need to say, the summer of Yudah Balkari Mutu B'Divrei Torah, how can it be that he doesn't hold in the Takana Tezra? But I'm not sure the Levi. May I the Balkari show us the B'Divrei Torah? I'm sure the Levi is not going to do this. I'm not going to say maybe he disagreed, maybe I'll be the disagreement of the Levi. That's why they thought everybody's mind. Well, that's your mother. No, I didn't know this thing about the Balkan shots, but it is a Turkish lemma. But I died them on the one neck, over the neck, one neck, over the son of a young Shamarato, the same Hashem of Kefu Chav, because all he died them goes on translating Torah, teaching Torah to your children. And Yom HaShemarata means that you should teach the 13 children in the same way Mala Halam Balikari Rastun, just like on the occasion of my Hashir, the women who were selected to Shechlazera, and the men who were Balikari had to go to Mikvah, that's what I had to appreciate. The 3 days before our picture of Isha, Afkan Ladeira, the thing also requires that a Balikari is also the Divrei Torah. So how can it be that Rav Yudah disagrees with the Din, we learned that from the Pasuk? Why not? Rav Malari Ben, Rav Yudah, Ladeira Smuch, and maybe he doesn't hold. From that show, my lady, Russia. Then there's a parish in the Polish. It's only one project next to the other. Said the Gemara, cannot leave on Rav Yosef. I feel a man, the Lord, there is Mukhim, Chalat Eiro. Even if the race is true, but you don't dash with Mukhim. The Hekish means the two Dima written in the same part. Mukhim is the two Dima written and two Pesukim next to each other. The Hekish, everybody holds on. You dash in Hekish. And Adam done Hekish may ask well, so you don't have to have a Kabbalah on Hekish. You see on your own. Two Dima written in the same part. In your Italian, you know how to dash in Sukkim. If you have to, doesn't know how, you can make up any ridiculous verse he wants. But if he knows the technique, he has a tradition. If you have a dash in a Hekish, the Taisha says, you don't have to have a Kibla Mei Rabbi. The only thing you need Kibla Mei Rabbi is Israel Shabbat. And all the other meetings, you don't need Kibla Mei Rabbi. So Rabbi Yosef says that even according to the Tanah who holds that you don't dash the Sukkim and Gracious, who's from Idbar, although the Mishnah Tanah who is born in Darish, everybody's not going to be dash and smoke in the Gemara. The Gemara gives two reasons why. Why should Chumash Dvan be different? The Gemara gives two reasons. It's interesting. The Gemara is Chai Tanah Adap, these are the only reasons. Has the guy to Gemara in the Gemara? The Gemara in the Gemara is very reason. The Gemara is Chai Tanah Adap, these are the only reasons. He refers you to a Gemara and he makes a whole shetla over here. He refers you to a Gemara in Gitan Daf Mentet. Where there's a Shaila that Amoran had, a historical topic, when the Rabbani Shloilam dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter, then Moshe Rabbeinu delivered the Nebuah to the Nebuah Yisrael. Yes, he delivered every Nebuah, then he wrote it down. So how did he write it down? Was the Torah of Megillah, Megillah Nishma, or was Torah Chasum in Nishma? When Moshe Rabbeinu delivered the Nebuah, so he wrote it down today, he wrote one parasha, tomorrow he wrote another parasha, next day he wrote another parasha, then at the end of that, Rabbeinu Shon and the Midbar, the Rabbeinu Shon told him to put together all the parashas, put it in this order. That parasha goes first, this parasha goes second, this is the Bereshit, this is Shmolet. Is it Baish Rabbeinu saying no? He delivered the Nebuah in Baal Sefer, and he didn't write anything down till the end. After everything, Achari Kechlot HaKol, after everything was all given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and everything was delivered to Bnei Yisrael, all in the Nebuah, then the Rabbeinu Shon said, now we're going to put out a face. So that's it down and right. And he started to dictate, he wrote from the beginning to the end. Torah Chasum and Nisra was given in one shot. And we dictated together. So Gemara says, Amayin Afkinina, that's the historical Hashira, where the Torah was Megillah, Megillah and Nisra, we dictated to the Hikase. It was Nikam and Hikase originally, Parsha, Megillah, Megillah and Nisra. Oh no, Torah Chasum and Nisra, nothing was written down until the end, but everything was written down in one shot. So Gemara suggests, maybe Amayin Afkinina, is it considered Torah Shabichsav if you have less than a Sefer Shomer? The din is, in Mara Gemara, there was a din, in Mara Zod, we don't observe this din anymore, but in Mara Gemara, there was a din, that Torah Shabbat, Yatav Asher, Yom and Mikhtav, and Zvan Shabbat, Yatav Asher, Yom and Alpeh. Torah Shabbat has to be written, has to be recited, the Tech Haksav. So unless I'm going to say Asher by heart, that's Alpeh. I'll say, I'll be Mabi Sedra by heart, that's Alpeh. You're not supposed to do that. You have to say everything with Tech Haksav. So what is the Tech Haksav? What if I had a little clock that only has Parshas Mikate? It doesn't have the whole Sefer Kodesh. That's not a whole Sefer Kodesh. Is that called the Tech Haksav or is that called Balpeh? The Gemara suggests, or let's say, the Gemara says it's not even though a Sefer Shalom is called the Tech Haksav, it's not a whole Sefer Shalom of Bereshit, but the Gemara says it's not covered up here, but to lame only from the Sefer Bereshit. It's a clear that there are purposes about you need a whole Chumash from Bereshit to the end of the any Kodesh Torah. But let's say for the purpose of little children who are very Chumash and Cheder, also, not to offer that the Malamah should teach Balpeh, should teach the Tech Haksav. The deed required that every child should carry a whole Chumash Bereshit. You don't have to carry the whole Chumash from the beginning to the end, from the Reishis to the Dvarim. Do we insist to have to carry a whole Sefer Shalom of Reishis written on cloth? None of them don't even have this on cloth. You have it on paper. It's Mamash Balpeh. So they make it on the whole thing. The Gemara says they were not there. They were Tashayla how it worked, but the Gemara says they were not there. The Easter of Zon Shev Balpeh, Yatav HaShem Yom and Mitzav. And then maybe we will not do the other one also. Zon Shev Dichtav, Yatav HaShem Yom and Mitzav. So somehow the both these two in disappear. So how can you be not there? And he said, there is a problem. So the Mishnah and other Bachrayim discuss it. How can they have abolished the Aliyah? He said the right thing. Trafi Acham Lagadol Natav Kumbi, I say. Actually, not the symbol. However, they did it somehow. You don't observe these dinim anymore, the Zon Hazeh. The Shailah is the Manag and Agamon. When they were still observing these dinim, was it necessary for the children to bring a Sefer Shalom of Bereshit? Or can they bring a Megillah? where the case of the Gila Matinah to Hislamisberg, and he permitted to write one Pasha, from a Tzucha to a Summa, from a Summa to a Tzucha, one Pasha, are you permitted to write that, and that's called the Kachachzah? But no, anything less than the Sefer Sholem is considered Talpeh, because there's not a Machzah. The Gemara said, well, how should it depend on this Shaila? When was Moshe Rabbeinu dictated the Chumash to be written down? Was it dictated Megillah, Megillah, Lehayonah, and Lehikaseh? The original was written in Megillah, Megillah at the time, so there's none at all. So you write a Megillah, it's called Mitachachzah. Should I say no? It was only dictated Parsha at the time, Lehayomer, to be recited to the name of the Lord should be delivered. But the Kaseh is all delivered in one shot, so anything less than the same Shalom is not good. Then the Gemara says it's not necessarily something that is there. It could be that it's one Malavah Lomer. It could be that even if it was... Even if the Torah historically was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Megillah is written, but the Bach of the Yidvik, early in the Kibbutz, when they brought it from said, now we're going to put it together in the Sefer Sholem. And this goes first, that if you don't have the Sefer Sholem, maybe it's called Shalom Yisachaksa. And then the Gemara suggests that maybe even Sakyat, maybe Afidim Tinslama, that historically the Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chasum on Nisma. Yeah, maybe that's when the Bosham dictated the whole of Moshe. Maybe still, if you write one Parsha at a time. Yes, it isn't Chasum. So the Gemara says, not really this Shaila. But it's Luther listed in the Gila, the thing is for Islamic, but this part, you know, a Shaila should not have a So this Shaila, where the Luther listed in the Gila, Islamic, the Gemara is not necessarily told in this historical Shaila. So is there anything that depends on that historical Shaila? So you look at the Gemara and you say, no. It's a historical Hakir, but no Nakinina, which is the Allah. So what did they raise as Shaila in history? What did the Gemara declare Shaila in history? There's no Halachic Nakinina. So the Christ claims, this is the Nakinina. Do you have a right to dash and smooth him on that? If you have one prophet written next to the other, who says that it was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, one next to the other? So he claims that this is the issue. If you dash and smooth him, the first one didn't give Moshe Rabbeinu only half a prophet to get it done. This is what he was assuming. So that's what he says. Chumash Dvarim clearly was all in one shot. That's from the beginning to the end, it was Ne'am Rabbeinu Vatzachar. But the other Chumash and Bereshit, Zuta Midbar, were they necessarily dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu at one time, Chasuma Nitna? And maybe it's Megillah Megillah. Maybe every passage was given at a different time. And then later on, the Bank Concept was this passage. First, this passage said. So now it's trying to suggest that this historical Machlokes, perhaps is the background of the Machlokes HaTanai, whether Dashin is Mukhin. You call it on a Kuvah, whether Dashin is Mukhin. The only Dashin is Mukhin is, you know for sure that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu like that. But if it was Megillah Megillah, maybe it was never given initially like that. But if it was Dvar, we know for sure that it was given all together. So that it was here from Chumash Dvar, then everything was given all the Bashar. This is just an original interpretation. That's not at all. This doesn't correspond with the dead. Where it says, you know, you're running. You're running. I'm not valid. Where this comes from? This is two totally different reasons. Why Chumash Dvar is different? Either because it's Luchach or because it's Mufne. He's done some different has better. Not as well, look at this historical background with a historical explanation. No, no. So the Gemara says, I'll add that. The Gemara says, Dvar in everybody's mind. The Gemara says, Dvar in everyone's mask, the whole machlekes HaTanai, and only the other. So the Gemara says, and how do we know? Afilu, the Omer, Rav Yehuda, Afilu man, the Lord Dari Smuch, the Chalat HaKulav, Bereshish, to Bamidbar, of Mishnah Teredorish, how do we know? The Rav Yehuda, Lord Dari Smuch, we have a din, that a mechasheifo, mechasheifo, or mechasheifo is chayiv mitzvah. Which mitzvah? Mechasheifo lo tzichayev. So there are four mitzvahs, even say to Eretz Yisrael. So there's a hadrogia, there are different mitzvahs, are not all on the same level of chayim ha'oinish. Some are considered more common than the others. The skill is not like skill is great, it's not like it's mitzvah, it's not common. And Eretz Yisrael is not like it. But we're talking that skill is great to Eretz Yisrael. Skill is the word. So all the Tanoim knew that Mechashefi gets skila. The Shabbat, how did they figure that out? It doesn't tell the Chumash that they get skila. The one Tanoim said, we dash and smuch. The Raza, yeah, and then the Mechashefi, let's have them call Shechem Be'en and not you must, one project next to the other in Mishpatim. Smuch, in your law, the Chumash writes one project next to the other, why not to teach you? A Shechem Be'en and the skila, that's another project, that enough, I'm another project. And this Gedein is Chai Skila, Af Mechashefi, and I'm in the skila. Normally, when you have Nisa, I'm worried about Torah, it's time, you don't know which it is. So the Gemara says, "Yeah, that's why I show the Moshe Lachmor all about the lack of all of it." It's like stopping the Pasha Swap. If you're not sure if it's Chayim Nisa, you go to Kuli, it's not Chayim Nisa. Even if it's not a Chayim Nisa, you don't know which Nisa, so instead of giving the word, you give Chenek. You give Chenek as the lowest. Stam Nisa, not Chenek. Yeah. Yeah. So Stam Nisa is Chenek. So Ben Azai says, instead of giving Chenek from Chashayko, you give Skila because of the Slichet. The Rav Yehuda disagrees. We can invent a smoking law, not to the Zeh L'Skiva. What kind of a drasha? He doesn't believe in the drasha of smoking. There is no such drasha. Hello! He's not going to walk on ice with the banana, but it's a different time. There's a different time. You have a call. Don't show you the chalal. You have to not call alam and a call for kudai. So Obi Yitoini are also a form of kisha. Obi Yitoini is not calling a chashm hoi. The Lama Yotsu and by Obi Yitoini state to say that the chai skiva. So that's how I know that all of the chashm are chai skiva. Don't show you the chalal. Call alam and a call for kudai. The Hakish Lamb doesn't mean a Hakish. The Hakish Lamb will never lock. No, he's going to be skiing off the Hakish. He's also the skiing. You see the Rabbi Yudin, 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 And nonetheless, the Rishon tells him all in the Darsh, how do you know he agrees in Chumash, the one of the Tanya, there is a Machlekes HaTanoim that he permitted to marry Anus or Tovi and the Futos of Lete. A man is not permitted to marry two sisters. That means if I married a girl, I'm not permitted to marry a sister. What if I was Mizana with a girl? Lisa is Mizana with a girl. I'm not allowed to marry a sister. The definition in your government, the parent says, nice amount of honor, so you're permitted to marry the relatives of a woman whom you didn't marry, you're not honest, I'm a father, nice amount of honor, so I'm a father, as long as you didn't marry her, to her relatives, you know, I'm not allowed to marry my wife's daughter. What if I was Mizana with a woman, and she has a daughter, and that's my daughter, it's my daughter, it's my daughter, Peter. She gets married to someone, I'm a Zana with a girl, and then she gets married to someone else, she has a daughter. The minister says, I'm permitted to marry the daughter. Why should the daughter be crazy? Why should one marry me? But she is older now. If I'm so rich, she wants to marry me. Whatever reason, she wants to marry me. The minister says, nice about Anus. So there's two cases, but there's a machlekes HaTanoim. Anus HaTovi is when the Futa says, I'm not going to marry Eisha Tovi. What is the son permitted to marry the woman who was Mazana with his father, but was never married to the father? The least possible, I love it, that it's Mutsa and Abiyuda disagrees. Abiyuda ate about Anus HaTovi. Young Rabbi Lamarat. How does Rabbi Yudah know? Because you have two psukim in the Chumash brought one next to the other. It says, Velikachi Shis Eishas Tovi. Eishas Tovi is my stepfather, the woman who was married. My mother died, my father remarried, so I'm not allowed to marry. Eishas Tovi, Masha is still married to my father in Eishas Shish. He's my father's divorce already. So she's a Grusha, so Eishas Tovi, I'm not allowed to marry. So that's Eishas Tovi. Then it says, Velikachi Galeh Shinaa Tovi. What does that mean? Velikachi Galeh Shinaa Tovi. Is that just a repetition of the same thing? It says the Chazar, no marriage is Tavis, because that's not Tavis. Or no, there's a Lashon HaKim. Or they say no. That's one Easter, semicolon, later say Tavis, semicolon. They got Tavis, not an Easter. That goes, if the father was Mizana with a woman, even though the father never married her, the son is never allowed to marry that woman.
No, but
you would
say no, no.
No, so the beauty is not from that Musa. I'm not allowed to marry my daughter-in-law even after my son gets divorced from her. That's Kalosa, even back even after my son dies, even after he gets divorced. But if my son is Mizana with a girl, then I'm permitted to marry that girl. But if Anusa is not with Musa's life, everybody's not from his Musa. The only time a beauty disagrees is Anusa Tovi and the Futa Tovi. That's the Machlaz. So how does that beauty know? Because he learns with shots in the process, that's the Shemi call. Likachi Shisei Tovi, Shemi call, and now they got enough of another beast. It's not Shagor Oviv. No, you got to take more. And how do you know that? How does Rabbi Yudah know? And the mic on this one, how do you know? Maybe such a repetition. That's the Nesina Stav. Why are you not allowed to marry? You're not permitted to marry Eishas Tovi. So I'm thinking, nay, because the Salah Chalev and also Nesha Shech Edimo. The Pasuk right next to it talks about Eishas and Mephatah. But since the Eishas Tovi talks about anything about it, and he's asking Smucha, my brother, you live with the Tana who doesn't believe in Smuchim. By the Mechashayi Kol Meishvichayi. Obviously the answer is in a Chumash Dvar, for some reason or another, either one of the three reasons, the very reason is, Chumash Dvar, you do dash in Smuchim, so you dash in Smuchim, so why doesn't dash in Rabbi Shulman Levi Drash Yav Smuchim over here? Yeah, I think the Ma has the Ramah to have everybody dash in Smuchim, but as long as he has a Hechuk, why can't he over here? There's a Hechuk, why can't he? So the Gemara asks, how can you say that a Judah doesn't believe in Smukham over here? The Gemara, no, he's not going to believe in Smukham, but the Smukham tells you a different thing. And the Gemara, Amri, they answered, and you're right. The Mishnah says, Dorish, how about a Rabbi the Dash of Smukham? Abba Bahami, Smukham, and Baila, read up Rabbi Shimalai. He tells me a different Yosha, don't Rabbi Shimalai. Not that it tells me that if it's in with Dorish, like Daitam and Lavanacha, you never submitted to teach Torah to others, unless he went to mitzvah, then he shouldn't be a balkar, he should be a balkar, he should be a balkar. No, different thing. So, I'm a lamb, the bro, sir, and I'll walk up to keep it, keep on the half hurt. She never went, I said, I'm a nephew, 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 I'm a Wenn ihr jetzt die Mitzvah bei Jesu Mishlucha ist, dann geht ihr gleich nicht mehr, dann seid ihr verheirer, und ihr habt mit dem Wurst, dann fangen wir jetzt die Mitzvah zusammen zu haben. Aber if you yourself at least participate part of the time by learning with your children, then it's kilo 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 asking, and that's what the Shmugim says. So the Gemara now is suggesting that maybe the Yudah doesn't believe in the whole Takana Sefer. Maybe all the Balkarians submitted to learn Torah. Then the Gemara said that it can't be. So now the Gemara is going to quote a whole chunk from the Mishnah, and it's obviously not true if Yudah does believe in the Takana Sefer. Now there's no Takana Sefer. So later Tanaim abolished it, but Yudah doesn't believe in the Yudah. Gemara finally says, no, there are certain Chalki Aperi, there are a few holes that a Balkarian submitted to learn. Remember when I was a little boy in Yeshiva Kana, so the kids used to have different riddles. So one of the riddles that they used to have was, on this week's schedule, I'm probably some kids, but they believe that they just read in the newspaper that the archaeologists discovered the bones near the Nile River of seven cows. So they would go there to a clare. So you think it was the seven fat cows or was it the seven skinny cows? So they would have, so the shop children who knew the Chumash knew that the seven skinny cows were the ones who swallowed up the seven fat cows. So the answer was supposed to be that it's the bones of the seven skinny cows that they got. And then the answer was that the whole thing was wrong, the whole thing was a chalom. It was a dream. That it didn't exist, but it couldn't be that the bones, if it's really true that they found bones in the Nile River, it doesn't correspond not to these cows, it's from different cows. So a lot of times when you learn Chumash, we know that some things did not exist. And we know a lot of times that other things did exist. Like in the Shuvah Sarajbi had, that there were Rishonim who got so involved in studying Murder Bukhim, then they got carried away and they started reading all of Aristotle, then they got so carried away, everything became so philosophical that they philosophized everything away, that Avraham Avinu didn't exist, it's a concept. And Yitzchak wasn't a real person at the concept. Yankov Avinu didn't exist, that was a concept. Because the Rambam says that Yankov fighting with the Cholim was a dream, and Bilam with the donkey was a dream. Once you start that, once you say that's a dream, so I'm going to be a dream, it's a dream, it's so the Rav are right, that that's not the truth, because there's some things that we know absolutely happen. Avraham and Yitzchak and Yankif and the Rebbeinu Shlom, these are not dreams, these really are. And some things are Vadai dreams, like the seven bolts, the child that's going to be dreams. And there are other things that we're not too sure, when we read the Chumash, we're not sure whether Yankif has been fighting with the Melech. The Rambam and the Rav Rukhim says that it was a dream. The Ramban takes issue with the Rambam, he says, how can it be a dream? He was limping, because it was also part of the dream. So the Rambam holds that that's also an answer for the dream. He wasn't really limping. Or Bilam with the Yotza, so the Rambam says it's a dream. And the Ramban again disagrees. The Mishnah says it's with the others. The Siha also was one of the things that was buried in the taking of the dream. This is very important. We have to, for Chinuch HaBonim, for ourselves, everybody has a desire to be Mechadish. And it's a healthy desire, why not? The first one gave everybody a Ferech HaChidish, everybody should be Mechadish, but everybody should know that there are limits to the Ferech HaChidish. You can't just say HaChidish that Rav Avinu didn't exist, that it's only a concept. There are certain things that are just Leinit and Leironah. But this is very important for our Hashkafa and for the Hashkafa for our children, for our Achidah, for Talmidim. We have to train Talmidim to try to think on their own a little bit, to try to be Mechadish, but you have to train them that there's a border, there's a limit, there are certain things that are just going to be done on the let's say when you learn Gemara. You can't just have the Talmidim say whatever wild scar they want and anything goes. Not anything goes, there's certain Mechadish. Something goes and other things just don't go. We look in Achleidim. So a lot of times you look, some of them have such wild things as just mamish bunchal and nikinalayama, you just can't say such things. And other people say things that are in the ballpark, so this is nikinalayama, so you can agree or disagree. But other things are just nikinalayama, so this is very, very important, the halal of life. We have to keep our perspective. What are the parameters? Yeah. Within, where is the ballpark? You can't say something that's totally out of the ballpark. Very important.